There are grave fears that one of this country's most revered sporting icons, Farlap, will have to be moved from its current abode at the Museum of Victoria when the doors close in July for 2 years while renovations are completed.
Is that a good idea?
Well, I don't know. The museum director claims Farlap may either disintegrate or, at worst, collapse in the move and fears such a tragedy could cause community outrage. Because he has to move. There's no getting around it, and there's no shortage of takers. No. Personally, I think he should be back on the race course where he belongs. Not behind glass, not in the foyer, but on the track, in the starter's gate. For every race in the outside barrier, when the others jump, he just stands there doing diddly. You'd make the race caller include him in the call. And coming around the home turn, it's octagonal just ahead of Juggler and Nothing Like a Day, and they're followed by the rest of the pack. And back at the starter's gate, it's Farlap. He hasn't moved a muscle. He's just standing there like he has for the last 60 years. The jockey's pulled out the whip, but he just won't budge. Oh, his head's fallen off. What a boil over.
We watched Bunky do a bit of track work.
Your horse, Bunky.
Oh, yep, indeed. And it was a fairly impressive hit out, considering he ran the whole way on tippy toes.
Did he?
Nah, the track was a bit wet, and he didn't want to get his horseshoes dirty. You know what he's like. He's a bit of a stickler for neatness. Anyway, we had a meeting with the trainer afterwards, and we've made what I believe is a fairly crucial decision.
What's that?
Well, instead of racing in blinkers or pacifiers, we've decided Bunky is going to race in underpants.
Nah, hear me out. Biggins?
Oh, yeah. We're going to make him wear a big pair of underpants in every race.
Yeah.
So instead of going for the whip, the jockey can just give him a wedgie. You know what I mean? I'll be coming up the straight and all you hear is, wedgie! And Bunky will just shoot out of the pack and pass the
You'll
post.
You'll have to get that cleared with the RSPCA.
My only fear is that if the underpants are slightly on the large side, they might fall down during the race.
Oh, that would be embarrassing.
He might have to run the last furlong with his pants around his ankles.